So, hey guys, I'm just gonna do Mrs. Mix's questionnaire today. So I guess I'll just start. So, do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Oh god, tags matter so much more than the title. If, I don't know, I'm really shit at coming up with titles. I've only done scripts so far, so I've been lucky, but in terms of tags, there's a few tags that as soon as I see it, I'm like, yes. I need to get on this straight away. How much time do I spend making or editing? Out of my experience, it generally takes about an hour or so. My first one, I spent ages on, just because I didn't know what I was doing, and I kept re-recording and being upset with how it was going, and it was just a bit of a pain. But so I spent like ridiculous amount of time editing that, and it's still shit. But my second one was like half an hour and easy done. I barely edited that at all, so it was good. So I guess it isn't really an average time. Pros and cons of recording. Pros, you get to make people feel good and people let you know that they're feeling good, and that, holy shit, that's so good. Like, that is the best feeling ever. Cons, I have to wait till everyone's out or asleep. And I have to talk really quietly if they're asleep. I don't know. It's not that bad. So there aren't really cons. I think just the pros are amazing. Making people feel good, there's nothing better than that. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Fuck yeah. I didn't realise that I was gonna be into DDLG, and that happened. That happened. I'm not upset that that happened, but it happened pretty damn hard. I know there's been a few more, but that's kind of been the biggest one for me. Do you like the sound of my own voice? Surprisingly, I don't actually hate it. I thought that I would hate it a lot more than I did, but it's when I was spending like million years editing my first audio, I didn't hate myself after listening to it, which was kind of nice. What kind of audio is your favorite? I'm gonna be honest and say I really, really love those masturbation audios where people just kind of dirty talk in the moment about what they want to do to me or to whoever's listening. Just because it's so raw and so real, and there's no real way to like edit that together or anything like that, and it just makes it so intimate, and I fucking love that. Do I have a grown-up audio crush? Many. Many, 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 many. But my crushes in real life, I keep them very, very personal, and I'll never, ever act on them, ever. Because I am probably the shyest person alive, and I could not ever have the balls to do anything. Would I have sex while a porno was being played? No. I really, really fucking hate porn, just in general. I think it's a really problematic industry, and it just doesn't do anything for me. So, no, I'm not keen on that. My most embarrassing or funny sexual experience with someone else. My first, like, full-on sexual partner, I queefed really, really loudly, only a minute or so in, and he didn't know what had happened, and he was really, really confused and got soft in like 20 seconds, and it was the most embarrassing thing at the time. But now, just thinking back, I'm laughing so hard because it was just ridiculous. If lying is wrong, a white lie is okay. Yeah, sure. I wouldn't call myself a liar, but if necessary, I do bend the truth if it's to stop hurting people and I know that there won't be any long-term implications, then I'd rather make them feel better. Would I prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Others watching me have sex, I would get really, really self-conscious. Just about how how I am, and then watching others, I'd feel that could be hard actually. I guess I'd feel left out, but I'd just jump in if I wanted to. No shame in that. What's the fastest way to get me to come? Fastest way to get me wet is just straight up tell me explicitly what you're going to do to me, and I will just start like dripping. And then getting me to come, fingering me while sucking on my clit. Oh my god. Oof. Something that can instantly turn me on. If you're really, really selfish, I guess, and really very passive, I find that really difficult to deal with. I do my best to do absolutely everyone, not do everyone, do everything I can for everyone and make everyone feel good. And when someone only thinks about themselves, I find that very, very difficult. Favorite place to have someone come on me? In my mouth, on my tits. Basically, you can come anywhere on me and I'm not going to complain. Unless it's in my eyes, because that shit is not okay. What music would you like to have playing when I'm having sex? Preferably none. Just because I feel like it forces a certain mood or a certain rhythm. And I think how organic sex is doesn't really conform to that. So I find it very, very difficult. Does love equal sex? No. No, they don't go hand in hand. They're nothing to do with each other, I don't think. Like, in terms of... no, not in any way. What do I prefer to be called or say? I find things like sir or master very difficult to say spontaneously. Term with daddy, I think... I honestly don't know what I would say. It's been a little while. Yeah, I don't really know. I do like slut for some reason. I do like baby, I do like baby girl, they're all good. And I'm more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, silent. Oh god, not silent. Can't deal with that. After living in college and having to be silent, it's like, ugh, no. No more. I'm more of a moaner or a screamer. Yeah. The worst time I've been turned on? I don't think there's ever been a worst time. I guess it's... No, I don't think I've had a worst time. Ooh, that's nice. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? If it's at the roots? Fuck yes. It's like at the end? No. Shit's just painful. Do I enjoy bondage? To some extent. I find it very confronting if it's anything very extreme. But like, tied up and blindfolded, that's chill. Like, that's totally fine. But, yeah, I have fairly severe control issues. Not with... I just need everything to... I just need to understand everything, I guess. Like, if I don't know where I am or what's happening, I freak out. So if anything distorts that, I would have difficulty with that. Have I ever been with someone older than me? Yeah, my last boyfriend was 4 years older than me. I'm fairly young, so that's kind of okay. He was only a grade above me at school. I don't know how that worked. It was fine. I was more emotionally intelligent, which is kind of really funny. Would I ever kiss someone of the same sex? Fuck yes. Yeah, being bi is amazing. And kissing girls is great. Have I ever tried... I'm going to put these next few together. Have I ever tried anal? Have I ever been double penetrated? No. And I'm not really sure whether that would be a thing or not. I just don't know. Sex in public? No, but I could if it wasn't like overt. I could do it if it was like there was a chance of being caught, not if it would be awkward for people watching. I couldn't deal with that. Next question is, throughout being handled roughly to an extent, you can slap me around a bit, you can throw me down, you can do what you want with me, but as soon as I start getting hurt, that's not okay. And I guess along with that, do I like receiving pain or giving it? Neither really. Pain's not really a turn on for me at all, especially when it's more extreme. Am I very verbal in bed? Yes. That's a very easy, very, very easy answer. Very, very verbal. Probably too verbal, but oh well. Is there such a thing? I really don't think so. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I still really, really struggle with necrophilia. I don't understand any aspect of it. I struggle with it on a moral and ethical level. I just think it's utterly wrong. If someone wants to explain to me why that's a thing, then go for it, and I've got an open mind, but I just can't in any way see how that would be a turn on. If I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? Masturbate a lot. But also kind of try to discover all the eccentricities of the male body that the guys just don't really mention. And either because it's not worth it or because it's too embarrassing or whatever. All those little things that might help me out. And then go try to pick up girls with bars, because being a girl, I know what works and what doesn't, and I reckon I have a good shot. And it's a different way to have sex with girls, so that'd be interesting. What do you do in your life? What would you do in your life if you didn't need to work for money? I would bake and cook. I love cooking. I love making people happy, and food is a really, really easy way to do that. I would do counselling. I don't know. I do things that would help other people and would help the world to be a better place, better place, even if it's just in my little corner of it. Because I think that's something really important, and a lot of jobs kind of overlook that. That's why I love my job at the moment, because I'm helping with people's everyday lives, and that means a lot to me. Do I have any scars? Yes, I do. I have a huge scar through my eyebrow from when I was 3. I was protecting a jar of crayons and hit my hand on the floor. Sounds so fucking noble. But even at that point, my parents were like, oh, you can get plastic surgery for it when you're older. And I've never really considered that to be an option. I don't ever want that. I like the story behind it, and I like that little quirk on, yeah, I don't know, it's just interesting. And I've got a shitload of scars all over my legs and stuff for various reasons, none of them particularly nice. Shit, my most used phrase. I have no fucking clue. I literally have no idea. Probably is probably the biggest part of my vocabulary at the moment. When do you laugh so much? Laugh so much it hurt. Someone submitted an audio with a shitty porn soundtrack in the background. Hey, what's funny, isn't it? And it was actually one of the best things I've ever heard. I fell off my chair laughing, and now I have bruises all over my arms. But it was so worth it. It was so, so funny. Their username was Llama Rama, and thank you, dear fucking God, that was amazing. That was amazing. And that was only about half an hour ago, so I'm doing pretty well for tonight. Interesting last question. How do I feel about aliens or ghosts, real or not? I believe that everyone leaves their mark on the world, whether it be like a spiritual being or the impact they have on people and the stories that people tell of them. I believe that that's a really powerful thing, and while it's not ghosts, it's an important thing, I guess, to live on in the heart of those you love. And that sounds so fucking wanky, but I actually don't care, because that's something that means a lot to me. And aliens, though, our universe is so big that the possibility of them not being them is weird, but at the same time, I find that really difficult to accept. So that's it, I guess. If there's anything else, feel free to ask. I'm totally up for that. But yeah, apart from that, I'll catch you all later. Bye.